Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Spencer.
哎呀，这个新的一年啊，全球的 the global financial market equity and markets 都很动荡。
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place, sloppy and not looking too good.
对，全球的金融市场都你刚刚说 not looking good 是吧？
Nah, it's a little bleak.
对啊，我们大家都很忧虑，就是我怎么理财呢？我这个钱怎么办
？What do I do with my money？
对，那我们今天要说说，其实就是美国人怎么理财，中国人、美国人理财的差异。
Yeah, we don't 理财。
How do you manage your money?
We have no time to lead.
Exactly. 我刚刚说这个题目的时候 ，Spencer 就跟我说 ，That's not a problem for us because we don't have any time to lead. 好，那在我们今天这个节目的升级版里呢，就多加了一段美国 CNBC 的对美国人理财的调查，也很精彩。你在里面可以学到很多跟投资理财相关的英语，所以是付费用户呢，你就可以去学习啦。当然，免费用户在我们的微信推送也能看到今天节目详细的介绍。好，那首先理财的英文怎么说啊
？What money management? Like to manage money?
Manage your money. 然后我
在管理的理，
对，管理的理，因为你看
manage money management pretty much,
对，你
manage finances,
对， manage your finances、
mm-hmm.
然后呢，特别有钱的人 they will talk about personal wealth management,
yeah,
但那种就是很有钱的人，他有财富、
yeah.
有 wealth,
yeah,
对吧？我们
yeah, you sound a bit loaded,
loaded 很有钱的人、
yeah.
他们那样说，一般的人真的就是
Pockets are just bursting with money.
一般的人可能就是 how do you manage your money 或者 finances?
Yeah, pretty much.
嗯，好，那跟中国我觉得很大的一个不同，也不是嘲笑美国人，但确实是很多美国人他没有多余的钱可以理，没有这个。
Yeah, 美国的那个月光族多的是。
So living from paycheck to paycheck.
That's right, paycheck to paycheck.
月光族啊，那要看我们所有这些今天节目的详细的文字内容，包括配图、图文资料的话，大家要关注开言英语微信公众号。那美国其实很多人他们的这个美国的 savings rate 就是储蓄率是很低的。
Yeah, I remember I haven't actually checked on it the past year or two, but I remember a couple years ago it was actually negative.
负的 negative.
Yeah, it was negative.
就你们的那个 debt level 负债率特别特别高。
Yes, huge. Yeah, it's huge.
就是因为一般的美国人
刷卡嘛，这个贷款嘛，这个。
刷卡就是。Credit card.
Yeah, swiping the credit card.
Swiping the credit card, 或者你会听到有一个 put it on the card.
Yeah.
Put it on the credit card.
Yeah. Spending money they don't have to buy things they don't need. Not too smart, folks. Not too smart.
对，然后你刚刚说贷款，贷款的英文怎么说？
It's like a loan.
Take out on a loan.
Yeah.
对吧？有的时候，因为美国人呢，他Take out on a loan, 或者他 get a mortgage,、很多时候不是去买房子，不是一个housing mortgage,、有的时候可能他的孩子要上大学、爸爸妈妈就要 take on a second mortgage, 他再贷一次
还是付小孩的。Yeah, we call that refinancing your house.
Refinancing your house,、就是把你现在住的房子跟银行在抵押、然后拿一笔钱要付孩子的学费。
Exactly. Or other people refinance their house to maybe try and start a business.、So, which is, you know, that's pretty ballsy. It's pretty gutsy. Like,
很勇敢的但也有点很,
yeah, exactly.
很冒险。
So imagine if you take your house, you refinance it to start a business, and the business goes under and you lose your house, 你就完蛋了。
就是啊。房屋抵押借贷，那我们中国也是有的时候要炒股票，去年股市特别火爆的时候，然后后来有很多人 it's a bloodbath, 就是、这简直是腥风血雨，钱都很多都没了。那在美国也有很多人他会去申请那个 student loans,
yeah, including me,
学生贷款，助学贷款、
unfortunately,
但是呢美国的 student loans 你们的那个 interest rate 利息是很高的是吗
Yeah, well, the government rates are lower than the private bank、mm. rates, but sometimes, like, the government loan isn't enough to actually pay for the entire tuition of your school, so then you might also take out a private loan on top of that.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
因为美国的大学就是特别你要去这种 private,
太贵了真的是很昂贵的
一年就四万多美金、
yeah.
所以你上好一个本科就、yeah. 可能你就贷了十几二十万美金是吧、mm. 然后 interest rate on top of that 那 Spencer 如果出 interest rate 大概有多少啊
Oh man I want to say anywhere from like 4% to 10%? I don't know.
4% to 10%, this range,
yeah.
范围这么高
Well, like I said, there's government loans and private loans.
Oh, private 就贵是吗
Yeah, obviously, the private loans are higher.
10% 简直像 loan shark, 像高利贷
it might be that bad. I'm not an expert, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's private loans that can be that bad.
对所以其实美国现在年轻人他就我觉得绝大部分上私立大学出来他最大的压力就是还他的 student loans 助学贷
that's true and the thing is too like when you you know if you take all this money and then you invest it into like your future and getting a degree and then you realize that when you get out that the economy sucks like you actually just
找工作也不那么容易 找到一个Well paid job.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. And education has become a commodity these days, and it's a commodity that you need to invest in. And that investment has diminishing returns. It's less and less worth the money that it's being put into.
你慢一点，你刚刚哒哒讲了好多好多。我们、我在今天微信公众号我们会翻译给大家。反正 Spencer 的这个他的顾虑就是大家以为。Education, 你是 invest in your future, 为你的未来投资、
mm-hmm.
但是现在它的 return, 它的投资回报率是 diminishing, 越来越少
Exactly, so the cost is going up, but the value is going down,、the actual value that you get in return. So
the numbers don't add up, it doesn't add up.
It's pretty sad.、
不值得。那既然我们今天讲到理财嘛，如果 if you're fortunate enough， 一个美国人 student loans 也还完了，然后呢，你也有点我们说 disposable income， 就有些闲钱。
Yeah, this is money that you can feel free to spend.
对，如果有些闲钱的话，美国人。那我觉得中美理财还是很不一样在中国首先我们其实真的理财的渠道不是那么多然后另外一个就是我们会自己很参与、所以你看我们的 stock market、就有那么多的是我们说散户
散户
就 they're not institutional investors 都是 mom and pop 就是你我个人这个我们叫散户
okay
so individual investors
okay yeah
对
yeah.
然后美国人他就算买股票或什么一般就是我去买了一个银行的什么也是一个 fund 是吧或者
yeah you can invest in funds
我退休的那种我的什么 retirement fund、401k、就这种然后他的那个 fund 去投资、
right.
所以你自己根本不知道他做了什么样的 investment、
yeah.
你什么样的股票、
yeah.
当然也很 risky 但中国我们就是会自己去看自己去买自己去抛、
yeah.
这样
yeah, speaking of 401ks、there's actually beenyou know, companies in the past in America where like the head of a company has taken the employees' 401k plans and then thrown them into some sort of investment plan and then the investment went under and then people didn't have their 401ks.
是所以也是有很多这种混乱的问题。401k 就是美国人的退休金是吧你们这个 benefit 叫什么
Yeah, it's kind of like a privately funded 退休金。It's like something that, it's something that a lot of companies offer.So let's say I put in 10% of every paycheck, that company is also supposed to match that with 10%.
对对对、yeah. 然后他们会这个 401k 去做投资给你 return, 但特别08年的时候好多人的 401k 都没有了、
yeah.
因为整个 markets 就都 lost value,
对
是吧好那所以 Spencer 一般的美国人他除了他自己的这种 401k,、就是要买的这种什么基金啊什么他自己不太会去说我 invest in real estate, in stock market.
Well, I mean, you know, you have these people that are more like financially, you know, geared. you know, they pay attention to this kind of stuff. They're into this kind of stuff, so they do well at it. You know, there's definitely...
有这样的人，有这样的 population.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that the general population, you know, the majority of people...
就老百姓大众。
Yeah, exactly. Don't really do this kind of stuff. Or they don't do it well, at least.
对，就我觉得他们不太会这样去想，是吧？什么我要投资房产啊，或者什么什么样。大众真的就，因为我觉得很多很大一部分原因就是他也没有那个闲钱，没有那 disposable income.
That's right.
家里又要负担小孩子上学，多子女，然后又要repay their mortgage, 就是要还房贷。很多人车子都是贷款，就所有的东西都是贷款，甚至他家的电视也是，对不对？ Credit card 还贷。
所以美国人的压力也是特别大。
对对，就除非真的比较有钱的美国人啦，他才一般他们就会去有一个什么 personal financial advisor, 对吧？就是个人理财师什么的、
yeah.
就你去帮我弄好像自己这么参与的去看股票去什么投资房产不太多
Right, no, that's right. So let's see, thinking about financial advisors, my grandmother actually, my father's mother has a financial advisor.
你奶奶那个时候有一个
She's actually like, she's like part of the family actually. She,
那个理财师后来就像
Yeah, she drinks wine with my aunt, and they get along.
好像美国我发现就是但是你要比较有钱的人他们都会给小孩有一个什么 trust
yeah
信托基金因为我以前
yeah, we call them trust fund kids
对 trust fund kids 信托基金的就我们富二代富三代、
mm-hmm.
然后这笔钱就是他爸妈说你一定要什么十八岁以后二十岁以后才能拿然后每年只能拿多少就是 make sure that they don't waste the money like
yeah we living in Brooklyn we used to have a big joke we'd say that all the hipsters that had moved into Brooklyn from out of town were just a bunch of trust fund kids
对
like good for nothing do nothing kids I'm gonna be an artist and they just came and just blew their money on whiskey and cigarettes
你刚刚说 good for nothing and do nothing 就是
yeah
do nothing 什么都不做 good for nothing 就是他什么也干不了
yeah,
都不会
exactly,
是吧
exactly
因为我以前有一个美国的朋友也是他就是在上海他也不好好工作然后他那个 lifestyle 还特别高级、然后就有其他的美国人就说哦、oh, he must be a trust fund baby
yeah, yeah,
就他肯他家里有这个钱给他有 trust fund 给他啊、好那我们今天呢就讲了一下美国人 how do they look after their money their personal finances
this doesn't mean now there really are some people who are like entrepreneurial you know and do really well their startup companies but I think、
你讲到 startup 就是美国真的可能也是不同的地域如果你要到 Silicon Valley 硅谷那边、他那个文化第一那儿的人就是普遍收入也很高有钱人也很多、
yeah.
他们就是什么搞天使轮投资 Angel investing、
yeah,
right, 是吧
yeah, yeah have angel investors and stuff
对、
yeah.
对就是他会搞这种事情或者现在中国互联网金融很红嘛
yeah it is
美国你们也 internet finance P2P lending 这个前两年
we probably do but you know I haven't been in America the past couple years so I'm not so hip to the game anymore Jenny
就我身边认识的外国人他如果什么 active in P2P lending、然后什么或者 angel investing 也是他自己就本来在可能创业这个领域然后一般的老百姓你说他不太会看互联网金融或者 P2P 的这类的东西 好那我们今天的节目就讲了一下吧美国人的这个理财观、然后因为时间也很短所以没有办法特别全面每一个点都讲到
yeah,
所以有什么
talk more about it later.
Yeah, so if we miss anything 有漏掉的或者你有好的想法和建议呢都欢迎到我们今天这篇微信公众号图文推送下面的留言来告诉我们
That's right.
很喜欢看大家的留言跟你们用这样的方式互动 So keep the questions keep your comments coming、And we'll see you next time 再见
下次再见